Americans. College students are getting into the act now with an Occupy Wall Street-style protest against high tuition costs.
We're feeling like we're under attack. Tuition is going up, and then when we graduate, we have no hopes. We have no real future.
David Stevenson, near Wall Street, is from Connecticut.
I'm here to help preserve America's middle class, because America's middle class is dwindling.
Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke took note of the protests yesterday.
People are quite unhappy with the state of the economy and what's happening. They blame, with some justification, the problems in the financial sector for getting us into this mess.
Protesters have said the big banks were bailed out with billions and still paid their executives huge bonuses. They said that's not right. Fred Shuttlesworth has died. He was a civil rights leader and a co-founder of the SCLC, the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, that was at the forefront of southeastern civil rights battles in the 60s. He marched in Selma. Alabama State Representative John Rogers remembers him.
He didn't take no for an answer. He didn't back up. He was strong during a time when it was hard to be strong. He was a hero.
Fred Shuttlesworth retired in 08. He has died at the age of 89. No one knows yet how the new fires have kicked off in Bastrop County, Texas. People there still wait for meaningful rainfall. Can the government step in to save a woman's job at a church school, or must it stay out? It is a Supreme Court consideration now.
A Michigan Lutheran school says it can't be sued after firing a teacher who became ill. Its attorney Douglas Laycock told the justices the separation of church and state exempts the school from federal discrimination claims.
If you're hired to teach the doctrine of the church, you're a minister.
My situation really had nothing to do with religion.
The former teacher, Cheryl Parrish, replies. Her attorneys claim if the high court rules against her, thousands upon thousands of religious school workers could be denied protection from workplace discrimination. Barry Bagnetto, CBS News, the Supreme Court.
There's a reshuffling underway at the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. Acting Director Todd Jones told reporters, "Today we're going to hit the reset button." The director of the Phoenix office, where the Fast and Furious gun walking program was based, is being moved to Washington. He did not run that program. The man who ran it was transferred elsewhere weeks ago. ADP says the economy created a net 90,000 jobs last month. Private sector jobs.
Well, anything on the upside is good in the sense of consumer sentiment and business sentiment.
That's economist Kurt Rankin at PNC Financial. On Wall Street, the Dow is up about, was about 80 points a few moments ago. The Nasdaq's gained about 47 points. Oil at $76 and change. Most of the country undoubtedly hopes this is not a harbinger of winter things to come. The National Weather Service says a foot of snow is falling in southwestern Colorado. Skiers love it because it means an early start to the ski season there. This is CBS News.
With everyone working on the go, holding an impromptu meeting can be virtually impossible. Not anymore. With GoToMeeting by Citrix, you could host your meeting online from your computer while your attendees join from a computer or iPad. And now they can join from the iPhone or any Android mobile device, too. Download the free app and start joining GoToMeeting sessions, or host your own meetings with a free 45-day trial by visiting GoToMeeting.com. Click the Try It Free button and use promo code 45.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount, a discount for the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Calmly into that dark night went convicted cop killer Troy Davis in Georgia.
Convicted of murdering Savannah police officer Mark McPhail, Troy Davis received 28 visitors that day, prayed, and was actually napping at the scheduled time of execution. It wasn't until more than 3 hours later Davis was strapped onto a gurney and uttered his final message to Officer McPhail's family.
I know all of you still are convinced that I'm the person that killed your father, your son, and your brother. But I am innocent.
Moments later, Davis was dead, although his backers continue to claim he was innocent. Pete Combs, CBS News, Atlanta.
For 8 days, Joe Taylor had been missing since he limped away from his home in Vineland, New Jersey. He can't speak or walk very well due to a stroke 3 years ago. Couldn't find his way home either, until last night, when a bow hunter, working his way through the underbrush, found the missing man, who is okay considering 8 days of exposure, chilly, rainy nights, and nothing much to eat. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
The Home Depot has a new idea for easier installation of insulation. New Owens Corning EcoTouch R30 15-inch insulation at a new lower price of only $9.97 a roll. It's easier to handle, and at this new lower price, it's a lot easier on your wallet. So make it easy on yourself with Owens insulation, just $9.97 a roll. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
When I want to save on the things I eat every day, I always think Sam's Club.
Member Christy Fowler on buying and saving big at the Sam's Club Savings Event, October 4th through the 10th.
Getting set for the season with all my favorites. That means fewer trips to the store and more savings.
Last year, members saved an average of 30% over grocery stores on everyday items.
With savings like that, I can more than shift.
Come in October 4th through the 10th to save on all your household essentials. For more details, visit samsclub.com. Sam's Club, savings made simple.
Talking about people, I hear them whisper. You won't believe it. Let's give them something to talk about.
Something to talk about.
Let's give them something to talk about.
Something to talk about.
Let's give them something to talk about.
It is Wednesday, October 25th. 25th? October 5th. And this is Talk is Cheap. As you can tell.
And now, here's Bill Benica.
I was all psyched up. I thought I'd try something new. Hey, this is going to be a good day anyway. We have Natalia Berryman and a bunch of people from Sorcerer Productions coming in here, I think. I don't know how many. And then we're going to Arsenic and Old Lace starts on Friday, so we're going to talk about that. And then we have other things to talk about, many, many, many things to talk about. But here's the thing. On behalf of the Central Coast Vintners, and I'm talking about the whole Central Coast. I'm talking about, well, maybe all of California. I'm not sure, but at least the Central Coast. On behalf of them, let's cue it up and let's play it.
Rain, rain, go away.
I can still remember when you moved in next door. I brought you some chocolate from the corner candy store. When it started raining, you started crying too. That was the first time I sang this song to you. Rain, rain, go away. Come again some other day. Rain, rain, go away. Bring my love a sunny day. We grew up together, and as the years went by, everybody knew that we were sweethearts, you and I. Through many April showers, I held your hand in mine. Between the raindrops, we sang time after time. Rain, rain, go away. Come again some other day. Rain, rain, go away. Bring my love a sunny day. I went away to college. You said you'd wait for me. Asking me to set you free. Tomorrow you'll be married.
Adlo.
There's nothing I can do but wish you sunshine now and your whole life through. Rain, rain, go away. Tomorrow my love.
Because if you don't, all the grapes are going to go to heck in a handbasket. And that could be a new varietal. Taste the oak, taste the floral thing, and a slight taste of mold.
The opinions expressed on Talk Is Cheaper, Bills, the callers, and the occasional stray that wanders in the studio, they're not necessarily those of the owners, management, sponsors, staff, delivery people, janitorial service. Consider this a personal invitation to pick up the phone and exercise your constitutional right to express your opinion.
I know that when you hear the name Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath, you immediately think of great flushing Toto toilets. Or maybe it's our state-of-the-art Growy kitchen and bath faucets. Or maybe it's those tiny massaging bubbles of a Jason Comfort Air Bath. But here's something you may not know. We have the most fabulous line of cabinet and door hardware on the Central Coast. Knobs and pulls created for whatever look you desire. Rustic, modern, craftsman, Asian, in durable, long-lasting finishes like Venetian bronze, brushed nickel, distressed copper, or even cloisonne. The choices are endless, the quality superb. You'll find that Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath has the county's widest selection of bathroom vanity cabinets in all types of designs. Roomy linen storage cabinets, beveled mirror medicine cabinets, and handcrafted wall mirrors. That's Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath behind Trader Joe's in San Luis Obispo.
Karen Scott Audiology has moved to a new location. She is now located at 3220 South Higuera, Suite 320, across from the DMV in San Luis Obispo. And now easy to find and plenty of parking. Stop in and see her at her beautiful new facilities. Karen Scott has been serving the Central Coast for over 30 years. Board certified, she and her staff understands the need to have your hearing checked. From your child to your teen, your mother to your grandparents, hearing loss can occur at any age. And it's nice to know that Karen Scott has the knowledge and experience to help you with all your hearing aid needs. With a wide selection to choose from, they also offer industrial screenings. Give Karen Scott a call today for your free consultation, 541-1790, or stop by 3220 South Higuera, Suite 20, across from the DMV in San Luis Obispo, helping you hear the things you love.
Ah, yeah. Okay.
Happy birthday to you.
thank you. I'll save that in my pocket. In the meantime, in between time, let's find out actually what's going on and who's having a birthday and all that stuff besides me, which I'm not really, but it's saying to me anyway. Here's what's going on. Our flashback in history, according to the Tribune, our highlight in history on October 4th, 1957, the space age began as the Soviet Union launched Sputnik 1, the first artificial satellite. Is this today's paper? No. which is why we're having a problem. You know, you couldn't have a day start off really kind of stranger. You couldn't. I remember Sputnik from yesterday. Yeah, see that? In case you thought my memory was totally shot, you'd be rightish, but here's the deal. I got it. Okay, all right, here we go. All right, let's try it again. All right, our flashback in history, our highlight from the Tribune. On October 5th, 1921, the World Series was covered on radio for the first time as the New York Giants faced the New York Yankees. The Yankees won the opener 3-0. The Giants won the series 5-3. 1941, former Supreme Court Justice Louis D. Brandeis, the first Jewish member of the nation's highest court, died in Washington at the age of 84. Our birthdays today, Family Circus cartoonist Bill Keane is 89. Boy, the guy's 89. Architect Maya Lin is 52. Actor Daniel Baldwin is 51. And actress Kate Winslet is 36 today. What a career she's had in 36 years, eh? Happy birthday to them and happy birthday to you if it is yours today.
Wow. Now San Luis Diagnostics Center has a new MR scanner to meet everyone's needs. If you're somewhat claustrophobic or simply uncomfortable being placed in a small tube, you can choose the brand new 3 Tesla Open MRI. This new gold standard in MR imaging was previously available only at research institutions such as the Mayo Clinic. Now it's available locally at San Luis Diagnostics Center. It's the most open ultra-high-field scanner in the world. And its state-of-the-art technology can diagnose disease far earlier. With radiologists specially trained in the interpretation of neurological and bone and joint diseases, San Luis Diagnostic Center offers an uncompromising combination of technology and physician expertise. The next time your doctor recommends that you have an MRI, insist on the best. The Ultra High Field Open MRI, only at San Luis Diagnostic Center. All major insurances accepted.
Happy birthday to you.
Here's the news. Another action-filled adventure.
Is this Western-looking teen really the grandson of North Korea's notorious dictator Kim Jong-il? Bleached blonde hair, fashionable eyewear, wearing a pendant shaped like a cross. These pictures from South Korea's Yonhap News Agency appear to be 16-year-old Kim Han-sol revealed in his very own social media posts, blogs, and photo galleries. South Korean media uncovered Kim Han-sol's Facebook page, which was quickly taken down. It's the sort of thing that would send any teenager back home into labor camp or worse. But Kim has enrolled in a private school in Bosnia-Herzegovina, says he prefers democracy, and loves American movies, Love Actually, and Remember the Titans among his favorites. The biggest hit? A picture with his girlfriend saying how much he'll miss her. The teen appears to be aware of the plight of the people chafing under his grandfather's iron-fisted rule. Quote, CNN doesn't know the mysteries of North Korea. I'm actually studying in Macau. I know my people are hungry. I'd do anything to help them. Kim grew up in Macau when it was still a Portuguese territory, and China, where his father, Kim Jong-nam, Kim Jong-il's oldest son, has been living in exile. On his Facebook page, the father appears bitter at being passed over to succeed his father and insults his half-brother chosen in his place. A rare peek into the dysfunctional dynasty at odds with the world over the threat posed by its nuclear weapons. Ralitza Vasilova, CNN, Atlanta.
CNN Atlanta right there. So thank you very much for sharing that. That's kind of interesting. So his dad already doesn't like Kim Jong-il. And so he's saying, okay, I don't like him anyway. So the dad doesn't like him. Now the son's over here in Bosnia-Herzegovina and don't mess with me. You know what I'm saying? I say there's two of them that are out of the picture right now. If I know China, like I know China, or North Korea, rather, and I don't, obviously, I don't know North Korea either. Okay. All right. Take a deep breath, Bill. Start over. Oh, now, here's what I'm going to say, because Bobby Vint already had Reed Ring go away, and because, the grape crop is just absolutely, everybody's going crazy because this rain was the worst thing that could have happened right now. It was just untimely, really. It was bad, bad, bad. So they're trying to harvest this stuff as fast as they can and get it in before it gets all moldy. Anyway, because we already played Bobby Vint, my mother-in-law, and I know it's really goopy music. I understand. But my mother-in-law likes it. So this is. I'll play some more for my mother-in-law. We'll do Bobby Vint. All right. Natalia Berryman and the gang from Sorcerers Productions coming in, and we'll talk to them here, most skosh, and let's find out what else is going on. Let's go here. Let's revisit this because I'm confused by it. And this was in Calcos News yesterday, and this is the pair in conflict investigation. They were cleared, and this is kind of interesting by Jim Grant. County Administrator Pavel Ogren and Maria Kelly, they were cleared of colluding in some way with him being in charge of the sewer and then her being a district representative in Los Osos of some kind of collusion in how things were being voted on. The story that was that sort of came with the fact of what's pillow talk between these two people. But the fact that the pillow was involved was interesting because Maria Kelly is supposed to be in her district and resigned, admitting that she hadn't stayed in her district, that she was hanging out with Pavlo in San Luis. So she when that was brought up, that's what the whole point was of this story. And when it was brought up, it was a matter of, how can you represent a district you don't live in? And so she sort of had to admit she wasn't living at home anymore. She had a dog or a cat or something was there. that was it. But this this took a different turn, but and was curious, a curious turn in my opinion. But anyway, let's get on the phone today right away and say hi to somebody. Hello?
Hello? Oh, hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I was at home. They were putting in a new sink, so I couldn't get to the meeting, but I tuned in to listen on the radio.
Uh-huh.
And it's interesting. If you read the report itself, it's a little two-page thing, and the Tribune has posted it. There's no mention of the CSD issue of not living in a district, and they get around that by saying, we're only looking at a county employee. We have nothing to do with the CSD. That's totally up to the CSD to check into.
But here's the problem.
So that isn't even discussed. But what was the funniest is that Jim Grant apparently emailed the Trib and said, I'll be reporting this in closed session, and then I will report out at 1:30 p.m. So, you know, and we'll discuss report and so forth. So that was supposedly the plan and the supervisors. But when people obviously arrived there wanting to hear this issue and discuss it or make public comment or whatever, it was announced that, we've already done that early in the morning, that morning, not the afternoon. So there will be no comment, go away, shoo. But if anybody, Mr. Grant said that if anybody was particularly interested, he would be happy to chat with them out in the hallway, off the microphones and off the television. So it's just totally unofficial. In other words, they rescheduled so nobody would show up.
Really? We have things going on.
And then Mr. Hill made a snarky comment about, you know, what wouldn't be a BOS, you know, BOS meeting without bitterness? Like, you know, another one of those, you know, it's just the Los Osos crazies. But that's the way. Now it's buried and done, finished. And if you wanted to go at a public hearing and have everything covered in public, too bad. Too bad. Well, we did it in the morning. And then now it's all over.
And here's the other. Here's the other problem. Still, there's still another problem with all this. How can anyone determine whether or not there was a conflict of interest beyond the fact that these two were dating and spending nights with each other? And how to assume that and presume that and have them say, we never talked about it, you know? And then so have the county go, oh, okay, we buy that.
Sure.
It's like, you know, it was a conflict of interest. And here's the thing. People fall in love. I have no problem with that. People get together. Good for them. But at the moment that happened, I think that back then is that they should have realized, you know, this isn't going to fly. This is a bad thing. So Maria Kelly should have said, okay, if this is my interest now as Pavo, then fine, let it be my interest. But my district interest has to now be dissolved.
Right. Well, I mean, that's what should have happened. And then also not covered is that she was sitting in on bankruptcy discussions in private, you know, in closed session, and also the CSD is involved in lawsuits with the county. Well, they're so-called lawsuits. They're the water ISO, is it ISO issues, where they're trying to resolve the water issue out here. The different purveyors are all at the table, but they're all representing their own separate interests. So if you've got the county and you've got Maria and they're canoodling while you're talking about basically litigating water issues, that's another conflict right there. It was just funny, but that's so typical of the way the county handles a lot of their stuff. And you know, nothing will be done, but I my opinion firmly is that, you know, Pavo this just turned into a big public mess.
Right.
And the employers don't like that.
I'm betting the quiet
little message is your career here is finished out. It's topped out.
Mm-hmm.
Because the judgment you've shown here on this is not good. So he may be, you know, finish out his term and then go get a nice, wonderful job with Watson, Montgomery, Harza or another county or whatever. And then that's how the county sort of protects itself and then sweeps things out the door and keeps, you know, shushes it all up. The MO was just wonderful.
And here's the weird, and the weird part of this, in a way, is once again, I'm going to put this on. It was the judgment of two to decide what to do. But the weird part of this thing is that between the two of them, they didn't have the judgment to say, Maria, you are the subordinate position here. Can you go away?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know what I'm saying by that? Doesn't that make sense?
Well, yeah. I mean, everybody, the players here have to know that anything to do with the sewer is absolute, the third rail. It's toxic. I don't care who you are. And to think that, you know, like you have to not only be like Caesar's wife and actually be above sufficient suspicion, you have to appear above suspicion.
Well,
ignore that and the thing turns into a mess and everyone rolls their eyes, then it's like, oh, man, that was just walking while stupid.
Absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. Thanks.
And then, of course, for the county to just play this little game of, flipping the time so that nobody could, there would be no public coverage of this thing at all, and then bury it. That's so
amazing.
Difficult.
Amazing, kiddo.
And then behave like, you know, and then wonder why Los Osos people who were there were upset. Well, duh.
Okay, well, I'm going to see you next week, yes? Did you get my email back?
Oh, no, not yet. I'll open it tomorrow. Oh, that'll be great. I'll check your email tomorrow and then come wander in and we can yak about the upcoming dog park.
Cool. All right,
that'll
we'll
be
do
great.
It. All right, Ann.
Yeah, bye.
Thank you very much. All right. Ann Calhoun from Los Osos. We are going to talk about arsenic and old lace in just a minute. But I'll tell you what we'll do. Let's go back here and celebrate the fact that this is the 25th anniversary of Phantom of the Opera. And I have people in the room that aren't even that old. So this is really cool. All right, here we go.
The first serious conversation about this musical took place in Kyoto. He said, what do you think about The Phantom of the Opera? And I went, oh, that's a good idea. And he said, let's produce it. Gaston Leroux's book, it was just one of hundreds he churned out. And the fact is, it was a brilliant plot. You know, obviously based on Beauty and the Beast, as so many other stories were,
and Svengali
all of that. And therefore, it absolutely has gripped the imagination ever since he first wrote it.
The big, big change to the plot of this is that the Phantom writes an opera in which he constructs and orchestrates that Christine is going to perform in, and it constructs that through music they meet.
And also, there'd never been a proper triangle. It's mentioned in the books and sketched in the films, but it was a real love triangle where the actual music has flown out of him for it, which is absolutely transformed and made our version, or rather Andrew's version, completely different from any other. Sarah, absolutely, from the first time that we talked to her, because her very, very special quality and extraordinary range in her voice, which is part of what makes the score so special, was always there. But when we first announced the show, we hadn't thought of Michael. A brilliant comedian and a marvellous actor, but you never thought of him in terms of any heavyweight singing. And in those wonderful days before the dreadful web and the net and all of that, even then, people were going, oh, Michael Crawford doing The Phantom of the Opera, it's going to be a jokey thing. So it was a double surprise when the show opened and he was so sensational.
To the music of the night.
The end of the first preview, Hal Prince came up to me and said, kiddo, he said, this is the best musical I've ever seen.
And it was interesting, it changed overnight, because the dress rehearsal, it was like you hadn't quite wound up the clock. And literally overnight, it went, and suddenly everything went like that. And from the first preview onwards, it was exactly as Andrew said.
In all your fantasies, you always hear...
The fans had their own paper. Which reviewed every single performance of every single production everywhere in the world.
And takeovers.
Most outlandish. A girl who, in England, was one of the 15 who changed their name by default to Christine Dyer.
It was a very, actually, easy decision for us to say, how do we do our 25th Royal Albert Hall It just seems so right, as, you know, Andrew absolutely loves this period of architecture, and he said that it is, it will become part of the show. And then we said, we've got a great cast, we've got an orchestra. But of course, we had to turn the Albert Hall, which is a concert hall, into a great theatre, because we're doing the entire show.
And the Albert Hall has absolutely no theatre equipment whatsoever.
So we've used modern digital projection, but trying at the same time to be faithful to its Victorian origins, but deliver it in a 21st century way.
All right, there's Phantom of the Opera, 25 years into it, and we decided to go back and celebrate. And yes, I saw it twice. I saw it in Los Angeles, and I saw it in San Francisco, and it was equally nice in both places. The movie has the music. The movie's a little convoluted. If it's running, as a matter of fact, it's on HBO or one of those stations right now. But you can go ahead and give it a look. But it was sort of oddly done. Is the nicest way to say it in the whole world. All right, let me mention this right away. Natalia Berryman can't be with us today, but I have two wonderful people in the studio, and that is Danielle Dutrow, who is directing Arsenic and Old Lace, and Cody Pettit, who is either the Arsenic or the Old Lace. I don't know which, but he's an actor inside the whole thing. So we're going to find out what's going on. And I welcome you guys. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Sure. All right. This is interesting because I was thinking about Arsenic and Old Lace in this way, and you're going to say, "Boy, I'll tell you what what kind of soap do you use?" You know, but if you said, "What's the most famous play in the whole world? The most famous love story?" People would say Romeo and Juliet, I would assume. If you said, what's the most famous two old lady weird murder shows in the whole wide world, I can't imagine there's anyone that wouldn't say Arsenic and Old Lace.
Absolutely.
I can't think of a single other one.
I can't no. even. Shakespeare didn't even tackle that.
Yeah.
So in that way, I think it's kind of cool. This is like this thing that's been done. And the neat part about it is that, you know, whenever somebody new gets to interpret it, and we're talking about that person right here with Danielle, because she's directing this, when someone new gets to interpret it and say, okay, here's how I'm going to show it to you, then it's like a whole new thing anyway.
Yeah.
So that's really cool. All right, Danielle. First, I'll talk to Danielle for a second, and we'll get to Cody. Danielle, so you've been with the Sorcerer's Productions how long?
This is actually my very first production with Sorcerer Productions.
Oh, it is? Okay. Yeah. So you came on board when?
I guess we started rehearsals in August, and I came on just before that.
Really?
It was very last minute.
And where else have you done stuff?
I have worked with the God Is Still Speaking Players over with the United Church of Christ. And
uh-huh.
So I'm still a new director. This is only my third show, and it's my first very big show. So I'm very excited.
But obviously the powers that be decided you were the person to tap for this, which is that's a huge compliment, I guess.
Yeah, I was very flattered.
How great. How great is that? We're going to talk more about exactly what you do and how you do it, because we don't get to go behind the scenes, and I haven't. I don't know anything about behind the scenes. Let's say hi to Cody Pettit for a sec. Cody, you play what part?
I'm playing Mortimer, the nephew of the two old ladies.
A huge part, as a matter of fact.
He kind of ties everything together.
Yeah, he kind of ties everything together, exactly right. And so you got crazy old girls that are knocking off people. You got the brother who thinks he's Teddy Roosevelt. All kinds of strange things happen in this play. You've been with the production company how long?
A very long time. I was good friends with Ryan Cordero and Natalia Berryman before they started the company, and I wasn't in their first show, Thoroughly Modern Millie, but the show they did after that, the producers, was my first one, and I've been in some fashion involved with every show that they've done since
then.
Good
for you. And are you liking it?
Oh, I love it, yes.
Yeah. Cool. Good for you. And what was your background before you showed up for Sorcerers?
I'm just a college student.
Really?
I did theater in high school, and then
Good
I started doing community theater, and that's how I met them and got involved.
I have to tell you, I'm a huge fan. I'm an admirer of both of you and anyone that does what they do, because I can kind of fumble and stumble doing this because it's how I am. But if somebody said, here, assume this role, I'd be like, oh yeah, right. I have no ability whatsoever to be an actor.
Oh, I doubt that. You have to have some ability to be on the radio.
It's a different ability, trust me.
Well, yeah. Charisma goes into it.
I love it. But no, really, it's amazing to me. And And so here, like, you went into theater in high school. In junior high, I played Rip Van Winkle's dog, you know, and got the big laugh when I lifted my leg by the tree, you know. But that was that's what I played. That was my entire theatrical career right there. And so I do, and you're a young man, and so, you know, the fact that you've already landed these roles and you're, like, in tune with what's going on with theater is, like, I just think it's the coolest thing in the whole wide world. I think it's really neat.
Well, I think one of the big differences is if you really enjoy the craft enough to not just recite your lines, but really dig into the meaning behind things. And once you start doing that, then it becomes very easy to want more.
And I would think that. I would think Sorcerer's Productions, and I would think, you know, there's other PCPA, there's all kinds of people. But I think that a lot of what we have in theater on the Central Coast, that you have that element. You know?
Yeah, everyone's really raising the standards. That's what Sorcerer tries to do a lot, is to raise the standards. It's still community theater, and it's still driven by the community, but we want to bring more to the table in order to support the other theater groups around and maybe try to get them to raise their level as well.
No, that's cool. That's really
which is
cool.
Already high.
Well, but here's what's interesting, and this is so we're going to have this is going to run Arcs and Gold Lace is going to run from October 7th to the 23rd. Mm-hmm. So this, I mean, I can't help but say I've never been involved in something like this, but if you go on to a Broadway play that runs for 40-something weeks, and I dare say your enthusiasm on week 40 is not the same as it was week one. You know, you've said the same lines or you've done the same things. It's like I've always been amazed at. I like radio because every day's different to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, different things come up and I can make a fool of myself in different ways. But if you're like a stand-up comedian, They really basically do the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over and over. And it seems to me after a while you'd go, that's not fun anymore. That just doesn't seem to be a lot of fun.
Well, you know, it's pretty interesting because even though the lines and the blocking and the look is the same every night, you get to discover something different about your character every night. Like maybe one time you say a line and you go, oh, that actually means this, not this. So you can deliver it a little different every night. It can have a different meaning. And
so when you're the director, mm-hmm. when you're the director and you're here in your practice and you're doing your stuff, and then is that part of your job is to basically say to people, this is really what you're trying to say with this line?
That's all always up to the director. Every director has their own style. Some are more hands-on and some are more hands-off. I try and step in when the actor's feeling like they're not understanding what they're trying to say, or if I feel like it's not coming across. But I'm a little bit more hands-off in that I like my actors to make their own discoveries with their characters and their own decisions about what each line means. And then I can kind of guide them if it's not quite there or if they're not quite understanding.
All right, let me get an overview here. Yeah. Let's do this first. I'll have you do it, Danielle. My guests are Danielle Dutrow and Cody Pettit from Sorcerer Productions, and we have Arsenic and Old Lace is going to start this Friday, and we'll get some more detailed information for you. But I'm grilling them first. I got to grill them, you know? I would like you to do a more of a synopsis of what Arsenic and Old Lace is.
Okay, well, I don't want to give too much away because part of the fun is the surprise. But we have two older women who are sisters who own a house. Their nephew, they have three nephews, Mortimer, Jonathan, and Teddy. Teddy believes that he's Teddy Roosevelt. Jonathan is a little bit more of a shady character, and Mortimer is more the, shall we say, normal of the characters. No, I hate to use that word.
He's nasty in his own ways.
Yes. And it's just kind of a comedy of chaos and got our dark elements in there. There's some murders in there, some mix-ups, and I don't know how to say without giving it away.
Well, these days would call this a highly dysfunctional but functional situation. You know
absolutely.
I mean? The two old girls, they're functioning just fine at what they do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then they got the nephews around them that are a tad strange. So that's very fun. Arsenic and Old Lace. I don't know do you know when this play first was done, Arsenic and Old Lace?
I believe it was done in 1941.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
And then I believe the movie was actually made the same year, but they made an agreement not to release it until 1945, so that the play could have a little bit of a run before everybody went to go see the movie.
How interesting.
Yeah.
And that worked, I guess, eh?
It did.
All right. So let's return to Cody Pettit, actor of the stars, and who plays Mortimer. And so you get a script and you look at this character and you go, okay, this guy's not quite right. But how do I want to deal with that? What goes through your mind as you're saying, okay, what do I want this guy to be?
The script is really the layout for, you know, the words you're given are the clues to where you're going to go with it. One of the great things you were saying, how do you keep it fresh? How do you interpret it new every time? Is that a lot of people have seen the movie with Cary Grant, you know, but what you want to do is look at the script and say, do I want to emulate that or do I want to make it my own? So when I first look at a script and I look at the clues within the language, I try to figure out exactly what the character's goals and motivations are, not just for the scene but for life, where he came before the scene, before stuff is written. Those are the gaps you get to fill in yourself and kind of make the character your own and try to relate it to yourself in order to portray it better.
Of course, all of us that are novices or you know, we're not involved in theater, we all don't quite. It's like a guy that does a rap song that's 8 minutes long, and you wonder, how does he remember the words of that son of a gun? When you see him performing live, you go, how in the world does anybody remember that? And I think one of the amazing things about actors is that you people can remember a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing that's like fascinating is you know, there's and if I look at PCPA, there's people, you know, you're just getting done with this one and you're starting this one. You're starting to practice this one.
Yep.
And the same with you guys. And it's like, I don't know how you don't ask me. Do you have to be an above average like soul to be able to remember all this stuff?
Oh, I don't think so. I have rather egalitarian philosophical views, but but I think that memorization is definitely a skill that you get better at. The more you memorize, the better you get at it, you know. And I've been doing it for a long time now. And as a matter of fact, you know, I think when I exited high school and I took my SATs, my theater training actually helped me memorize some of the stuff I needed to.
Right.
And now I'm at a point where I can read a script and I can know half of my lines. It just kind of comes to you. And it's not because I'm good at it. It's just because I've done it so much. You find ways.
Okay, I'll believe you.
Lots of dedication.
Let me practice. 84 and some 7 years, I think it was. Okay, I don't know if I can still do that one. Anyhow, this is fun. And Sorcerer Productions is fairly new, and it's just I think you guys are a great bunch, and I think that and I enjoyed so much Little Shop of Horrors, which I saw here a month ago or so. And so now we're doing Arsenic and Old Lace. So tell us about the times and how we can get in there and what we do.
Excellent. So we open this Friday. This weekend we are doing a Friday night show and a Saturday night show. Both start at 8 p.m. And for this weekend only, we're really trying to pack the house. So if you come 20 minutes before curtain to the box office and say the words Theater League, you get $20 tickets. So
wow.
Remember that.
Theater League.
Also, you can get season tickets if you call the number 805-459-8310. Again, that's 805-459-8310. And, I forgot. The next two weekends we have Friday night and a Saturday night performance, as well as a Saturday and a Sunday matinee.
And that, I have to tell you, sir, I'm more of a matinee guy, you know, because you're elderly and you start to nod off, you know, it's too late. So, but anyway, the matinees are very nice, and we had a good turnout and it was. I think the total turnout was probably pretty good for a Little Shop of Horrors, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was pretty good.
Can I ask a question, though? So let me go backwards. I know this is not your Arsenic and Old Lace things, and I feel a little guilty going backwards, but I'm going to do it anyway. Is the costume for the plant, is that like rentable from someplace, or did it have to be made?
I believe we rented ours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it would just seem to make sense.
And it was very complicated. And
I bet it was. I bet it was. Yeah, to try to construct something like that would be like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, well, people do. People do, yeah. I've seen a lot of different versions of Arsenic and Old Lace, and some of them make their own plant. It's generally
Little shop.
Little shop is what I meant.
I was looking forward to see the plant in this.
Yeah.
But that's interesting. No, that is interesting. Because I really wondered. It was like, holy cow, how did they make something so great? Without the benefit of having movie magic, you know, of course, with when Rick Moranis did it, you didn't have that. Yeah. All right, that's really fun. So we have, let me see if I can remember already. Why couldn't you just say Kumquat or something? Theater Troupe?
Theater League.
Theater League.
Yes.
A league
see,
of
I'd,
theater
th- I'd have to, I'd drive all the way to Aurora Grande. I'd show up at the Clark Center. I'd say Theater League, and they'd throw me out. Theater Troupe.
Theater League.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Theater
it
troupe.
Is Theater League.
Theater League is what you saw. I'm going to write this down so I have that. So
and it's based on the Central Coast Theater League, which you can find on Facebook. And it's kind of an epicenter of what's going on in theater, when are auditions happening, what shows are coming up. It's a great tool on Facebook.
Either on Facebook and or you can just go on the internet and they have a homepage and you can look up stuff on the homepage. I found it, but it printed out so tiny that I can't. This is the size it printed out here. When I was
it's very small.
Oh, okay, yeah. I can't do that. So anyway, that's really cool. I'm really looking forward to it, and I'm excited, and I think Danielle Dutra must be very excited because it's her first time with the troupe and doing this production this large. Cody's been around doing it, you know. So I'm going to expect great things of you, Cody. That's all there's to
it. Yeah, and we got some great shows coming up, too. Those season tickets are a great buy.
Okay, let's talk about how much are season tickets.
I'm not sure what they're running right now, actually.
That's okay. You don't have to know.
Because there's been a couple shows happening, okay. I think the prices are adjusted. But the next show after Arsenic and Old Lace is going to be a follow-up to last year's Forever Plaid called Plaid Tidings, the Christmas version. I'll be in that one as well. And it's again, the Plaid Boys. It's four-part harmony through the whole thing. A lot of old, good doo-wop songs. Really feel good. Forever Plaid was one of our most successful shows that we've done.
Plaid is a wonderful, wonderful show.
Yeah, so we got Plaid Tidings coming up
November. Now, is Plaid Tidings, is that recently written then?
An interesting story about that, actually. Forever Plaid originally ran so long, I think, in Las Vegas that the cast decided that they wanted to do a Christmas version. And so they got together and wrote some new songs and put together some Christmas versions of the songs that they do and made a Christmas version of Forever Plaid. And then they licensed that out, too. So we're going to do that this year.
So we're going to do the Christmas version.
Yes, and that starts in November.
I haven't seen the Christmas version, so I'm going to be excited about that.
Yeah, and we got most of the same cast returning, with one exception. One of our members went away to college in Irvine, but got a great replacement, and it's going to be good.
Really talented musicians.
If you're compelled to go to Orange County for whatever reason, then you are. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah.
And then what's after that?
After that, they've got some other great stuff coming up. There's a show that was written by some local people here called I'll Be Seeing You, which is a kind of World War II jukebox musical. Got a lot of good music in that. They're also going to be doing Damn Yankees, which of course everyone knows is one of the classic 50s musicals. And then on the more dramatic side, Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. And those are all part of this season.
It's more dramatic. So. All right. So this is fun. I'm looking forward to also seeing I'll Be Seeing You, which is a World War II through the eyes of radio, being a radio guy. So I think that's going to be very special also. And the music is done. You guys, I just have to tell you, I'm totally impressed with your acting and your singing and your dancing. And I think, you know, the Sorcerer Productions have put together just a great troupe. Although that's not the thing you're supposed to say. You're supposed to remember League. Remember League. All right. And so we're looking forward to it. It starts this Friday, and tickets, of course, are available. You can just call the Clark Center box office or go to Clark Center on the internet, and they'll have tickets for you. I encourage you to see this great bunch of people that perform, because I think they really, really do a good job. And I want to thank Danielle and Cody for coming in today and sharing.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you very much.
We appreciate it. All right. Looking forward to it.
Kenny G, 2011, live in concert. Multi-platinum selling, Grammy award-winning Kenny G. October 13th, 8 p.m. at Shumash Casino Resort. Kenny G, playing your favorites and songs from his new release, Heart and Soul, available now.
Tickets are on sale now at Club Chumash, ChumashCasino.com, or call 1-800-585-3737. Visit KennyG.com for more.
Hi, this is Jackie, owner of Red Dirt Coffee House in Arroyo Grande. Paul and I love using Radio Central Coast because I'm not afraid to admit we're true grommets to the advertising world. Radio Central Coast helped define our Aloha spirit on the air. They met us at our convenience, and we're so affordable, it was so easy. Gives me more time to spend and greet all of my new radio listening customers Aloha style.
If you would like to increase more foot traffic into your business like Red Dirt Coffee House, give Radio Central Coast a call today. 786-2570. That's 786-2570. And get your business name, services, and location out over the airwaves. New clients, more money, more time to focus on your business. Give Radio Central Coast a call today at 786-2570.
Red Dirt Coffee House in Arroyo Grande truly thanks Radio Central Coast for helping us reach our goals and truly offering us more grinds for our buck.
Out over you, wondering if I did right and why you left me with a broken heart. Long, long and lonely nights. Oh, how I miss you, my dear. Please, please. Come back to me. How I wish you were here. As I go along my lonely way, I visualize your face. When I pass through my doorway, what's left for me to say? Oh, long, long and lonely nights, I guess you're never coming home. Long, long and lonely nights, ever since you've been gone. Long, you're never coming home. Long, long and lonely nights, ever since you've been gone. Please come back to me. You've been gone too.
Bobby Vinton and Long Lonely Nights. Here, Bill Benninger. This is Talk Is Cheap, your friends and neighbors. Now we're at 1340 KYNS, your news station, at about 7 minutes before the hour, 1 o'clock. Spencer's Fresh Markets has your new deal out today. It's a new one, and $1.59 a pound for boneless, skinless chicken breasts in the Fresh Value Pack. And you can't beat that for a price of $1.59. And then you can whack on those little guys, and you can make one of those things that Colonel Sanders makes, but you can make it healthy. Here's a thought. 99 cents a pound for local tomatoes grown right here in San Luis. Two for $3 local strawberries grown in Santa Maria. And then Harris Ranch has $4.99 a pound for Harris Ranch Baja fillets. If you have not tried a Baja fillet, you owe it to yourself to try one. I mean that. It's different. It's somewhere, I'm trying to tell you, it's a, well, you know, a tri-tip's the actual very end of a sirloin roast, you know, cuts of sirloin, but This has a kind of a sirloin-y tri-tip flavor kind of combo. So I don't know where they got that from the cow, but it's somewhere. Fresh local Opus steaks, wild caught from the port of Morro Bay, $7.99 a pound. So I tell you what, this is what John's all about. He's like, let's stick close by and get some stuff. Spencer's Own blue cheese sausage for $3.99 a pound. And here's a stuffed bell pepper entree for $5.99 a pound. And let me tell you what else they got. So, you know, fresh mahi-mahi fillets are wild caught, and they're $8.99 a pound. And large barbecue oysters, $3.99 each. So you can get going on that. Other things that are going on, holiday grapes, $2.49 a pound. Haas avocados, just 99 cents each. Local green cabbage, £2 for a buck. Mild red onions, £2 for a buck. Let's go to the service deli and find out what's happening there, shall we? Okay, we will, Bill. All right, then. Boar's Head Deluxe Roast Beef. You will not, you just go in and say, can I have a sample of your roast beef? I'm serious about this. You can say, can I have just a slice of roast beef so I can taste it? They'll give it to you. $8.99 a pound. You say, but I think that's more expensive than some other pie. It's real roast beef. It's not like, I don't know what that other stuff is. It's compressed, some kind of weird stuff. Buffalo glazed chicken wings, $3.99 a pound. Tri-tip sandwich, how about this? Made with Jack Daniel's barbecue sauce and a cheddar pepper jalapeno roll. And it's $4.99 for a yummy tri-tip sandwich in the deli department. You can also get Boar's Head horseradish cheese, which I truly like, and $1.99 a pound for fresh coleslaw. So just all the good stuff that, and all the local products and all the things that are going on at John Spencer's. And I hope you'll stop by and find out what I'm talking about, because you'll really, really, really be pleased. Here's a Knott's Camp Spooky VIP package entry form. So you can go down there to Knott's Spooky Camp. And they got all kinds of things. You can here's sign up for get the coupon for the buy three 12-can fridge packs and get one two-liter bottle free of Coca-Cola. If I could get it out, we'd have it. So lots of great stuff going on at John Spencer's. Five locations on the Central Coast. Don't forget your slow roasted coffees there and everything. San Luis Obispo, Morro Bay, Atascadero, Arroyo Grande, and Santa Maria.
Okay.
Sure, I'm going to get some of this right today. I'm almost sure I am. Please, where's my Cal Coast News? Get me Cal Coast News. Opinion by, let's see where we are here. Let me do this. Well, let's do some news first. We'll get the opinion later. Now, this is sort of interesting. Under an agreement with a group of litigants battling against the Carrizo Plain proposed solar plant, Topaz Solar Farm will close down after 35 years. This is interesting because they, 35 years from now, that solar plant may be the most important thing in all of Central California, for all we know. So I'd go with that gamble and see what's going on 35 years down the road. No problem with that. If I were they. And we got Occupy San Luis Obispo. So this is, we got this thing going all over the nation here. The only thing is making it come up. Here we go. We have the 99%. You are the 1%. That's what's going on Wall Street and everything else, you know. And a national protest movement comes to San Luis Obispo today, rain or shine. Organizers are asking people to gather at 5 p.m. outside the county courthouse on Monterey Street as part of Occupy San Luis Obispo. The planned rally echoes larger protests recently held in New York, Boston, Los Angeles, etc., demonstrating against financial crimes of large Wall Street institutions. Several demonstrators and protesters were recently arrested in New York in response to their Occupy Wall Street demonstration. So this is basically saying, you know, this is they're still making a killing on Wall Street while the average Joe pays the freight. And we bailed them out. They still have huge bonuses and stuff. And it's like I'm as mad about it as anybody. It's like there's something totally wrong going on here. I mean, way wrong. Other people in the news. Santa Margarita man arrested for attempted murder. This was after a domestic altercation. And then let's go to other things on Cal Coast News that I think you'd be interested in. And one is I have to somehow get a computer. I could do a computer upgrade. You know, I mean, you go to, I think it's called crucial.com. and they have computer upgrades. And maybe we just slip one in there. All right. Trashing the Tribune. This is an opinion, and it was by Kevin P. Rice. So he had he was not first. He wasn't that impressed with the fact that they did a big inside scooper on here's the people that are on the city council that haven't hidden their trash cans. Three people on the city council were there when the ordinance was passed. Two are not. Dave Romero and Alan Settle. Of the three that were there, Kathy Smith. We'll talk later.
CBS News, I'm Harley Carnes. People have been protesting joblessness and hard times near Wall Street for weeks. Today, college students in New York and elsewhere joined in with their own complaints about high tuition and about administrators and others they say make too much money. In Bloomington, Illinois.
I think it's kind of come to a head because I think that people realize that greed is what's really at the root of the problems in our country today.
At the start, 2.5 weeks ago, in a park near Wall Street, dozens, then hundreds sleeping there could not name one specific goal, more of a general feeling that unemployment is high, college tuition rising, and the rich and the big banks are to blame.
They're the ones who were supposed to be getting us out of this mess. We gave them billions upon billions of dollars.
That student protester says the real enemy is apathy.
Our generation's just so passive. We're so busy, like, on our iPhones or something, or on technology. We don't really care what's going on.
Dan Revive, CBS News.
The payroll processing company, ADP, says the private sector produced 90,000 more jobs last month. CBS's Alexis Christophorus.
A positive report in what has been a very weak labor market is encouraging news for the stock market. We're sort of grasping at straws right now, looking for the good news amidst all of the troubles in Europe and signs of a weak economy in the U.S.
On Wall Street, the Dow closed up about 130 points. The Nasdaq gained 55 today. In Greece, thousands of people are back in the streets of Athens. They're upset over the lack of jobs, the austerity programs to deal with the nation's debt, and the worries that the rest of the economic cards may soon fall there. A third person has died after an angry employee at a California limestone quarry returned to work with guns. Seven others were wounded, and some of them are in critical condition. Santa Clara County Sheriff Lori Smith.
We have since recovered one shotgun, one handgun, and two assault rifles.
The suspect, 47-year-old Sharif Allman, has not yet been caught, though police have had one house surrounded for hours. The nation's worst hospitals also tend to be the overworked hospitals that treat the most poor people, says a new Harvard School of Public Health study. Associate Professor Asish Jha.
We're going to see many of these hospitals struggle. A bunch of them are going to end up closing. While in some communities that might be okay, we may be able to absorb some of the losses. In other communities, it's probably going to have a real effect on access to hospital care.
The hospitals with the worst outcomes tended to be in the South, where more of the minority poor live. People in Los Angeles County are going to court saying that last green thing is a catch-22 for them. A new county ordinance bans plastic grocery bags. It also says people should have to pay a dime apiece for the paper bags to replace the plastic. Challengers of the law say it's an illegal new tax. This is CBS News.
The Home Depot has a new idea for easier installation of insulation. New Owens Corning EcoTouch R30 15-inch insulation at a new lower price of only $9.97 a roll. It's easier to handle, and at this new lower price, it's a lot easier on your wallet. So make it easy on yourself with Owens Corning EcoTouch insulation, just $9.97 a roll. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
A sage business knows costs don't control themselves.
Every dollar we spend on the business is an investment in the business. We just want to be investing wisely.
A Sage business knows how to control costs by integrating Sage financial software with Sage connected services for e-marketing and online payments.
We run our business on Sage because it gives us the insights we need to keep costs low and profits high.
Make your business life easier. Visit sagebusinessknows.com to learn how to make your business Sage.
Are you feeling stress? Workers in Britain are taking time off the job for stress more often than for illnesses from viruses and germs and such. more often than from any other thing.
Stress-related illnesses have risen so far so fast here that some are calling it the 21st century equivalent of the Black Death.
There are less people, they're doing more work, they're overloaded.
Organizational psychologist Carrie Cooper. The worst affected, civil servants, where those who still have jobs worry they'll be the next to go in the conservative-led government's deficit cutting. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
The U.S. Capitol Christmas tree has been selected. It's a 65-foot-tall white fir to be taken from a national forest in the central Sierra Nevada mountains. The official tree coordinator won't say where the tree is exactly, calling it a matter of national security. The idea is to keep the curious or even the activists away from it. It'll be cut next month and brought by truck from California to Washington. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
With everyone working on the go, holding an impromptu meeting can be virtually impossible. Not anymore. With GoToMeeting by Citrix, you could host your meeting online from your computer while your attendees join from a computer or iPad. And now they can join from the iPhone or any Android mobile device, too. Download the free app and start joining GoToMeeting sessions, or host your own meetings with a free 45-day trial by visiting GoToMeeting.com. Click the Try It Free button and use promo code 45.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our looking fine discount, a discount for the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a looking fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I'm looking for a place to go so I can be all alone from thoughts and memories, so that when the music plays I don't go back to the days when love was you and me. To hide all my sorrow, all my pride, I just can't get along, 'cause the love once so fine keeps on hurting all the time. Where did I go?
Yeah.
Smokin' Moe's Barbecue is the barbecue you're going to love every time you put it in your mouth. Filthy Phil's ribs, sweet Carolina pork ribs, barbecued rib combo, barbecued half chicken, barbecue sampler, and Moe's Chipotle lime tacos are just a few of the things that are just absolutely wonderful at Moe's Smokehouse Barbecue. Plus, of course, they have all the other great things, like they got burgers, they got cheeseburgers, they got Moe burgers, Carolina burgers, barbecue chicken breast and Carolina chicken, California chicken and garden burgers, not to mention shredded pork, shredded chicken, shredded beef, tri-tip sandwiches. And they also have, of course, salads, too. They have a barbecue chopped chicken salad, Caesar salad, tri-tip salad, Calypso salad, Moe's Cobb salad, and green salad. So you can eat one of each of those. And then don't forget the homemade sides. They have Moe's homemade sides, the homemade potato chips, killer garlic fries, sweet potato fries, seasoned fries, beer battered onion rings, fried green tomatoes, Grandpa Tom's barbecue beans, pantry coleslaw, potato salad, three corn muffins with honey butter, garlic bread. And they also have a children's menu, and they also have dessert too. So you cannot go wrong when you go to Moe's. Go to Moe's on the corner of Osos and Monterey. Go to Moe's on Pomeroy and Pismo Beach, and you'll be asking for Moe. Moe Barbecue, please.
Charter Internet is keen on giving you more. Not a little more, a big more, as in more speed. Which means more streaming hoops, more celebrity scoops, more posts, more boasts, more webcam, more Cousin Pam. By delivering more speed, we make the web more fun. Moreover, it doesn't cost more. To learn more or sign up today, visit charter.com/freefast. Increase for Express and Plus customers only. Service not available in all areas. Other restrictions may apply. Your favorite word is not rutabaga, shimmy, or Xanadu. No, your favorite word is free, because it makes other words better, like guilt-free, termite-free, and faster internet speeds for free. That's what Charter customers just got, allowing them to feel footloose and fancy-free as they download more freely. Don't have Charter internet? Feel free to sign up at charter.com/freefast. Increase for Express and Plus customers only. Service not available in all areas. Other restrictions may apply.
Have you ever worked with Coastal Computers? Coastal Computers is here for the small business that needs computers, technology, and networking to stay even and be competitive. They're here for the small business that can't afford to hire a computer staff. They're here for the small business that needs to get it right the first time, who can't afford the pain and the horror stories that we've all heard about. Coastal Computers has been making the tough stuff easy for over 25 years with lots of happy clients. They're worth a call at 543-9047. Call 543-9047. Coastal Computers, Microsoft, Intel, and networking specialists. 543-9047 or visit ccslo.com. ccslo.com right now. The small business favorite's favorite, ccslo.com. Coastal Computers.
$2 more. You're with Bill Benica. This is Talk is Cheap, your friends and neighbors network on 1340 KYNS, your news station. And let me give you a phone number, 786-2578. That's 786-2578 or toll free 1-866-937-1340. That's 1-866-937-1340. And you can call on in there and we'll be happy to talk to you. Other things that are going on in our world. Interesting day. This is I thought, you know, we all thought, I think we all thought this, didn't we, think that it was nonviolent and kind of offenders and stuff that would go directly to jail. Now, do they go to jail for the same length of time they go to prison? So can you get 20 years in jail? Okay. Yeah, I'm waiting for the money from the state on that. Anyway, lynchings to WMDs now get jail time, not prison. Those crimes are more than 20 now being shifted to local sentences. This is like kind of wild. A review by the Associated Press of crimes that qualify for local sentences show at least 24 offenses shifting to local control that can be considered serious or violent. Among them, involuntary manslaughter, vehicular manslaughter while intoxicated, killing or injuring a police officer while resisting arrest, participating in a lynching, possession of a weapon of mass destruction, possessing explosives, threatening a witness or juror, and using arson or explosives to terrorize a health facility or church. assault, battery, statutory rape, and sexual exploitation by doctors or psychotherapists are also covered by the prison realignment law and carry a sentence that will be served in a county jail instead of state prison. Now, when Mr. Rice was writing his editorial to the CalcoastNews.com, one of the things he was saying is that he was criticized because he had looked into somebody who was on the grand jury, and the person had been a nurse and had been dismissed for all kinds of serious violations of nursing standards, and yet it was considered like he was the bad guy for bringing it up. Well, this is I feel like the bad guy for bringing this up. That's just amazing to me. I just can't. Assault, battery, statutory rape, and sexual exploitation by doctors or psychotherapists. You go to jail, not prison. I don't understand. I don't get it. This woman. We should do some gossip. We haven't. Let's do this first, though, because it's really good. An Oxnard High School football player who was hospitalized after suffering a concussion during a game in September was released Tuesday from Sierra Vista Regional Medical Center, said a spokesperson from the hospital. Adrian Padilla suffered a head injury during a game in San Luis Obispo and underwent emergency surgery soon afterward, according to San Luis Obispo High School coach David Kelly. We don't know anything more than that. We know that, though, and at least he's been released. That's good. So I don't know who this reality star, Kristen Cavallari. I don't know. I wouldn't know if she came up and punched me in the nose. I have no idea who she is. But she's off Dancing with the Stars. So she might want to come and punch me in the nose. I had nothing to do with it. Jackson's doctor's girlfriends testified yesterday. The complicated love life became entangled with the life and death of patient Michael Jackson, prosecutors suggested Tuesday, as they called a parade of women witnesses who received phone calls from the doctors. Jackson was near death. The evidence was designed to show that the doctor was trying to juggle his medical practice, personal life, and superstar patient all at the same time, and was so distracted he failed to give Jackson proper care. Murray's phone records from the day Jackson died were displayed in court as a backdrop for testimony of those at the other end of the evil cell phone calls, rather. Three of them were current and former girlfriends, and one was the manager of Murray's Houston office. Is Alvarez recounted how she had received many shipments of boxes from Murray in April, May, and June, but didn't open them and had no idea of their contents. The pharmacist who shipped them to her in Santa Monica's apartment from Las Vegas has testified that he thought he was shipping to Murray's medical office. Murray has pleaded not guilty, of course, in the whole thing. And then here's a lady who's she's had three singles in the top 10, and that's soul singer Adele, and she's again canceling concerts because of throat troubles. Her tenuous concert tour was run to kick off in Atlantic City, New Jersey, on Friday, and take her to cities including Nashville, Tennessee, and Miami. But in a statement released Tuesday, those performances were canceled, blamed on a hemorrhage in her vocal cords. So that's really too bad. She's very, very good. She really is. She's a great new face on the scene, as it were. Or a throat on the scene. Voice on the scene. She's there right there. That's what I'm talking about right there. Okay. Here's a sad but true story. And for those of us that are around other veterans, we can tell you. 42% of troops sent to combat have been deployed at least twice. Wars are taking a big mental toll on vets, report says. Nearly 20% of the more than 2 million troops who have served in Iraq and Afghanistan suffer from mental health conditions. They amount to more than half of the 712,000 veterans from both wars who have sought medical treatment since leaving military service. Nearly a third of those veterans may suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder, one of the signature injuries of the conflicts. Veterans for Common Sense, a nonprofit, nonpartisan activist group, said that advocates for veterans' interests in health care issues in particular compiled the statistics from a raft of government reports. A large number of people they say serving overseas have mental health impacts, and more they're coming home with these problems. I'm deeply concerned that we are not ready. And I don't know, you know, I ask a lot of times, I say, how are we doing taking care of these guys, you know, because I mean, it's a huge thing, these people that are... that have had these deployments, and they're under they're in constant warfare, even more than a lot of men in the Second World War found themselves in on a yearly basis, from day to day operations. So all we can do is hope that they're. I hate to say that. All you can do is hope that they're being taken care of. I don't know. They'll tell me yes, but I don't know. The Amanda Knox verdict leaves a long list of questions. From the beginning, it was a case of contradictions, and the questions did not end with the verdict that freed Amanda Knox. The acquittal of the American and her ex-boyfriend in the murder of her British roommate left open a core controversy of whether anyone other than the lone man still behind bars took part in the brutal killing, but also begged questions that stretch back to the early days of the investigation in the 2000 death of Meredith Kircher. Why did Knox initially tell prosecutors she was in the apartment that night and had to cover her ears to drown out her friend's screams as she was brutally attacked by a man Knox falsely accused? There was also a purported burglary at the apartment that night, staged, prosecutors alleged, by the killers to derail the investigation. Who staged it and why? Third defendant, Rudy Herman Guede of the Ivory Coast, was convicted in a separate trial of sexually assaulting and stabbing Kircher. Guetti, a small-time drug dealer, acknowledges he was in her place, but says he didn't do it. So anyway, it's going to be interesting. I mean, there's still a lot to be answered. And the question we had was, and this was what we were talking about yesterday, was they really needed to do themselves a favor, the prosecuting people, the prosecutors in Italy, by getting something accomplished. Congress has staved off another shutdown. Oh, good. Yeah, we're so proud of them. Men and women in Washington, we really are. TSA tests fast-track screenings for airports. Only a small number of passengers are taking part in the program that moves U.S. away from one-size-fits-all security procedures. So the pre-check program presents a big attempt by President Barack Obama's administration to move away from a one-size-fits-all security approach toward a model that tailors passenger checks to what the government knows about them. It is being implemented after a public backlash and protest campaign over last year over sometimes invasive pat-downs for travelers who refuse to step inside full-body scanners. Plus the fact that you have people that fly and fly and fly and fly and fly. You know, it's up in the air. Was that the name of it? George Clooney? Whatever it was called. I'm flying high. Whatever that was. And so that, you know, you would think there's people that they could just sort of say, okay, you're good to go, and you don't have to take off your shoes. You've smelled your feet enough times. An error leads to Nobel in physics before three men's discovery. Scientists falsely thought expansion of the universe was slowing down. It's not. Phew. Backs to the wall. Adam Reese was sure he'd spot a blatant error in his results. It was the 1997 the young postdoc's measurement of distance exploding stars implied the universe was expanding at a faster and faster rate instead of slowing down as he had expected. It wasn't an error at all. Instead, what was at fault were some basic assumptions about the workings of the universe. You know, I've had those. I assume a lot about how the universe is going. I may not know anything. So then working separately, all these people got together and said, guess what? The universe is increasing in speed. It's going to be hard to get to Mars, you know, if we're expanding at a rapid rate, you know. Some of these things that we had in mind, we might as well forget because we're never going to get them done. We're never going to get them done. With Christie out, the GOP field likely set. I would say so. I think we already know what that is. And this was the sad story yesterday that I just barely touched on, and that was the helicopter carrying five people on a private tour for a birthday celebration sputtered and crashed in the East River. One of the victims that died was the woman who was celebrating her 40th birthday. Blinding dust storm rolled across the Arizona desert yesterday, causing three pileups involving dozens of vehicles on a major interstate. A 70-year-old man was killed, and at least 15 other people were injured, officials said. The first crash occurred just after noon as a dust storm suddenly covered Interstate 10 near Pacacho between Phoenix and Tucson. Those collisions involved 16 vehicles and led to the fatality. They couldn't transport the injured to the hospital because of the dust and everything. You know, have you ever gotten in that fog where you can't see your fan in front of your face, you know, the Thule fog and stuff? And I'd say to myself, should I pull over? If I pull, and then you worry about if you pull over, somebody else is going to not see where you've pulled over and pull over right into you. It's weird. I can't imagine being in one of those dust storms. I just can't imagine. I cannot. I've been in one. I've been in one on the way back from Vegas once, years ago, and the CHP had pulled over to the side. Heck with this. But the tractor trailers were like, you know what, I'm getting paid by the load. So we got behind a tractor trailer, and this is another salesman. We got behind a tractor trailer and just followed him out. But as soon as, and it's weird how much dust, I mean, when we got to, the car was barely running by the time we got out of this dust storm and got to a gas station, and they popped the hood and pulled out the air filter, which was just totally clogged with stuff. Just amazing. All right. Here's a story. There's been a lot of investigative reporting about, and some fascinating stuff, and all very sad, frankly, about women who they have nothing in some of these countries, and so they sign up to go to other countries, and they're going to put parts together, electronic parts, and they get there, and they're work 7 days a week, 12 hours a day. They in rather squalid conditions, they get paid $100 a month after everything's taken out. They're in just in bad shape, and the only way they can get out of it is their family comes up with thousands of dollars to buy off the contract they're in. So you have just not only slave labor, but other things like forced prostitution, and it's sad. It's really sad.
The police say this Chinese mafia used forced prostitution to crowd others out of the market in Barcelona. The young Chinese women charged lower rates and were forced to see 8 clients in a row, each for an hour of forced prostitution. At a news conference in Barcelona, the Catalan police described this criminal syndicate.
Aparte de la prostitución, también dedicaban a lo que es el tráfico.
In addition to prostitution, the gang also involved human trafficking, and Barcelona was the hub used to later send these people to the United States, Australia, and Canada. So for a time, they were kept against their will in Barcelona or nearby until they were provided with documents in order to travel to these countries.
The police seized forged passports from many countries and the machinery to make them, what one officer called perfect and very dangerous false documents. In an earlier case, the Catalan police broke up a forced labor scheme of Chinese clothing sweatshops. They freed hundreds of victims and arrested 100 others. But across Spain, police and NGOs say the biggest problem of modern-day slavery is forced prostitution, involving not just Chinese women, but also women from Latin America, North Africa, and Eastern Europe. And last year, police broke up a ring that tricked Brazilian men into coming to Spain and then forced them to work as male prostitutes. Al Goodman, CNN. Madrid.
Huge savings happen every day at Idler's Appliance Outlet.
Unbelievable savings on refrigerators, washers, dryers, ranges, dishwashers, and more. Nobody matches our selection of closeouts, floor models, and factory blemished appliances. All brand new, all with factory functional warranties. There's no need to wait for a sale. You can save 20, 30, 40% every day, and new stock arrives weekly.
Idler's Appliance Outlet. Idler's. The best prices just got better. Guaranteed.
She wore blue. The night, softer than satin was the light from the stars. She wore blue velvet, bluer than velvet were her eyes, warmer than May her tender sighs. Love was ours. Ours, love I held tightly, feeling the rapture grow like a flame burning brightly. But gone was the glow of blue velvet.
Whoa, whoa.
But in my heart there'll always be,
whoa, whoa, whoa,
precious and warm a memory. Through the years, and I still can see blue velvet through my tears. She wore blue velvet, but in my heart there'll always be precious and warm a memory through the years. And I still can see blue velvet through my tears.
Oh, come on. We just had this pipe fixed.
Well, if we had just...
I know. If we had just called Ben Franklin Plumbing like you suggested, we wouldn't...
But it's no secret that Ben Franklin Plumbing is the only plumber to call. From remodels to new construction, Ben Franklin Plumbing does the job right the first time. Plus, their 7-day, 24-hour service means every emergency is taken care of quickly and correctly.
Fine. Let's call Ben Franklin Plumbing.
You'll like this part. Ben Franklin Plumbing is offering $50 off all new business. And when Ben Franklin Plumbing schedules an appointment, they're on time. Or they pay $5 a minute for every minute they're late.
Are you telling me that a plumber will pay me when they're not on time?
That's right. But don't spend that money so fast. Ben Franklin Plumbing is committed to on-time quality service.
So, what's Ben Franklin Plumbing's number?
866.
How do you make car care simple? Put all the experts you need under one roof. That's how Midas works. Whether it's oil changes, brakes, alignments, or advanced engine diagnostics, the choice is simple. Drive all over town or head to Midas, where you'll find technicians trained on state-of-the-art equipment, all in one convenient location. How's that for making car care simple? Midas. Total car care, total customer care.
Visit us at Midas.com.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. Right now, get 30% off any copy and print orders of $30 or more. Visit Staples.com or text Staples to 84444. Offer ends 11/12. Staples, that was easy.
That was easy. I shot the plumber by accident. Weird day. Hi, you're Bill Back at Talk Is Cheap, 1340 KYNS, San Luis Obispo. Thanks for joining me today. And if you're still with me, because I can understand why you might say this guy's really, really weird. All right. Because things that are really weird have been happening. Here's what we're going to do. You know, this Joe Craven guy, and I really liked his, what we played when Pandora was in. He's going to be in concert this Sunday, October 9th, at the Slow Botanical Garden. There's a free docent-led tour at 3 p.m., and the concert starts at 4. And this guy is quite a hoot. So I think tomorrow and Friday we'll play music by Joe Craven. I think we'll just play his music. That's what I decided. And here's the other thing, too, that's happening this very day. You're invited to join the Welcome Home Troops of Military Parents and Friends and giving a huge 5 cities welcome to a Ride to Recovery's Wounded Warriors. Ride to Recovery Wounded Warriors will be staying in Pismo Beach and having dinner at the South County Regional Center on day 4 of their journey from San Fran to Santa Monica. So they're going to, you can meet the group at 4:45 p.m. in Aurora Grande at the library at 800 West Branch. The buses will arrive with the Wounded Warriors around 5:15, so you can be there about a half hour early. Bring a flag to wave if you have one. Welcome home troops. So we'll have flags too. Bring your family, friends, and coworkers. Some of these guys and gals have never received a heartwarming welcome, so come on out and join us to cheer for them and thank them for their service to our country. That's Ride to Recovery, which is really cool. Also this weekend, AmpSurf has got a group of vets that they're going to be down in Pismo surfing. And anything else, Bill? I think that's it for now. I think that's what I got. Okay. Lost some of my notes here. Oh, okay. Okay. Everything's fine. Elsewhere. You know, Arsenic and Old Lace, we talked about that play. Coming our way. It doesn't hold a candle of this. Okay. Are you ready? What time is it? Has everybody done eating their lunch? It's 1:30. Wife who killed and cooked her husband seeks parole. And he wasn't the first one either. This out of Santa Ana. A woman who killed her newlywed husband, chopped and cooked his body parts over Thanksgiving weekend in 1991, is seeking release from a California prison. Omema Nelson, an Egyptian-born former model and nanny, is set to appear before the parole commission day at Central California Women's Facility in Chowchilla, where she has been serving a life sentence. Nelson was convicted of murdering her 56-year-old husband, William Nelson, in a grisly killing that authorities likened to the fictional slayings of Hannibal Lecter. Fava beans and all. Prosecutors said the then 23-year-old killed Nelson and likely plotted to steal from him as she had done with other middle-aged men she had seduced in the past. Authorities said she tied up her husband of less than a month, killed him, and dismembered the body, churning his parts through a garbage disposal that neighbors said ran nonstop in the hours after the murder. Authorities found some of the Nelson's body parts stuffed in garbage bags and mixed with leftover Thanksgiving turkey. His hands had been fried in oil and his head boiled and stuffed in a freezer. Said Randy somebody Pawlowski, a senior deputy thing. So they're going to argue against her release. The prosecutors are going to. I have no idea what she did with the giblets, but I don't want to know. Boy, I really don't. I think she should stay where she is. Right? Chowchilla. Okay, I think that's a good place for her. All right. I heard we had the story about the Somali pirates. Or did I tell you the story about the Somali pirates? Oh, no. Here, a Somali pirate leader and an armed guard aboard a yacht where all four Americans aboard were killed off the coast of Africa were sentenced to life in prison yesterday. Owners of the Quest, Gene and Scott Adam of Marina Del Rey, along with friends Bob Briggle and Phyllis McKay of Seattle, were shot to death in February, several days after being taken hostage. It sounds to me like the armed guard, which was supposed to be, it was part of the plot somehow. He was supposed to be protecting the people in their boat and apparently did not and did otherwise. So that's really weird. And here's what else is going on in Somalia. Islamist militants detonated a truck bomb Tuesday in front of the education ministry in Somalia's capital of Mogadishu. And parents crowded around to learn about scholarships, killing at least 70 people and wounding dozens, officials said. It was the deadliest bomb attack in Somalia by al-Shabaab, an al-Qaeda-linked group that began its insurgency 5 years ago. It also was the first significant attack in the capital since al-Shabaab withdrew most of its gunmen in August amid an offensive by African Union forces. So that's really, that's it. Yeah, the world's just, you know, the world's just like, okay. I know you say, Bill, where's some good news? You got people getting their heads chopped off and boiled. And let's see. Not that way. No, that's not even good news. Brown vetoes Blakely State Parks bill. San Luis Obispo Center's bill is the second GOP-sponsored park bill governor rejected. The rejection, of course, was to help with some park operations for nonprofits. The bill by Sam Blakesley would have mandated that state parks give local jurisdiction the option of temporarily taking over state parks facing closures after lawmakers cut $33 million from the department's budget in March. Some of the state's 278 parks and beaches and historic sites are set to close by next July because of the budget cuts. Brown, a Democrat, in his video message veto, was unnecessary. He said it was unnecessary and duplicative because state parks already has signed contracts with cities and counties wanting to operate parks within their jurisdictions. What about the people that haven't signed the thing within the jurisdiction? Okay, we're not talking about that. But, hey, Billy, we're not talking about that. Got snow up in the Sierra already. Ooh, ooh. I guess that's good news. You know, if you're a skier, guess what? Snow in the Sierra already. And if you drink water, that's also good news because the runoff becomes Wawa. So all around, I think that's a great story right there. I finally latched onto a good one. Snow. Who could know snow? I don't know, and I don't really need to, about what is the show Pan Am about with the stewardi? Is it about stewardesses and the rumors of yore? I don't know. I'm guessing. Okay. The rumors of yore. Yeah, let's see locally. Do we have anything good going on? No. We already knew this. This was kind of like old news. I'm not sure why it's back in the news. And that's the Far Western Tavern is moving to Old Town Orchid in May or June next year. Lack of weekday business volume and a pending costly retrofit of its building, Guadalupe prompted the decision to relocate, according to general manager Michael Kurtzen. Restaurant will continue to seat a total of about 250 people at the new Clark Avenue site at Pacific and Clark Streets in Orchid. Far Western Tavern will be closed for about 2 to 3 weeks when it relocates, they said. So I guess they just get letting you know that if it's 2 to 3 weeks before they're supposed to relocate, which is in May or June, which it then leaves you a window of 7 to whatever weeks. You want to know when you're caught trying to get the steak when you can't. Are they bringing the animals with them? I guess they are, probably. They got a lot of deadheads there on the wall there. I suppose they'll bring them with them. Okay. Other things that are going on. Amazingly, here was a guy who passed away, and they had a fundraiser in his honor, and it was to benefit. He was a big brother, so it was to benefit Big Brothers Big Sisters, which got a check for $10,000. And then right here, Coast BMW of San Luis Obispo recently donated a total of $3,500 based on sales that they had. Boy, I have to tell you, when I was in Big Brothers in Los Angeles, people just didn't come running with checks like that. We had a full-time fundraiser just to find some money. So I was kind of like, okay, that's the way it works right there. They had a couple of just moving stories in the news lately. They had a story of a little doggy that was thrown in a trash bag because it had some kind of strange disease, some kind of malady, where he couldn't really lift his head or make his back legs go. So a lady sort of rescued him and thought, well, he'll probably have to be euthanized tomorrow. But she worked with this little, I think it was a pit bull, a little tiny guy, though. It's one before they get pity. Anyway, so, and bullish. They worked with this little doggy and did physical therapy on him and had him, trained him in the water so they got to use the idea of what his legs should be doing and everything. A little bugger can run now. And, and this was basically a death sentence in any dog that had it. So that was a cute story. That was a good story. Then they had a story the other day on the news about a girl who was deaf to the point that it was interesting. I was so surprised. But anyway, so she was deaf and had never heard her own voice. So they had a special implant that they put in her behind her ear. And it actually takes and uses your natural, cochlea and everything else in there. And produce sound. And so she spoke for the first time and heard herself. And I mean, she's crying and carrying on. Anyway, the other thing that was sort of interesting is usually when people are deaf, they have a hard time talking correctly. But this girl, she was from Texas, so she had a little bit of an accent too. But she talked pretty good. Sometimes she said sentences that, ended funny. But she was pretty. She could speak pretty well, and I don't know what the answer to that is. She never really said how come she could speak so well. But anyway, it was a heartwarming story. Two heartwarming stories in a row. I'm tired of giving all that bad news. I had to give you something good. Anything else that's heartwarming? Probably not. Let me go here. Hey, there you go here. Let me see what. You see, let me get rid of this here. Let me see if we missed anything. Let me see if we missed anything on CNN first before we go on. Before we go on with these things that are. Well, I certainly have to get to one thing for sure. Let's do that first. All right. I know there's people that don't like this man, and I find it interesting. I respect him a great deal. I think Leonard Pitts is as good as anybody in the world as a black writer, a columnist, of being able to say, without being petty about it, saying, you know, here's where you're sort of missing your boat. So he was talking about Rick Perry's Rockin' Ranch, and we talked about it yesterday with Mike. And he says, what it says is a lot about us, not so much about a particular thing. But the past has its way of crushing the party. Usually it does so with, here we are. Where race is concerned, people sometimes act as if the past is a distant country, a far forgotten place where we ought never to revisit unless it be for the occasional purpose of congratulating ourselves on how far we have come. But the past has this way of crashing the party. Usually it does so when the relative subtlety of statistics quantifying our ongoing racial bias in hiring, education, and criminal justice. Occasionally it does so with the bluntness of a sign reading niggerhead. The name is not unique. To the contrary, the map of the United States was once dotted with similar words. For example, there is still a Negro Head Point in Florida and a Negro Cove in Maryland, both changed from their original slur and a fig leaf of decency. There is also Dago Peak in Idaho, Jew Hill in Pennsylvania, and Redskin Mountain in Colorado. Not to let the Texas governor off too easily then, but to make this all about Perry is to miss the point. It's about us. What does it say about America, about fairness in hiring, education, justice, that such place names were ever acceptable, or that some people don't understand why they no longer are unacceptable? It's just a name, a man named David Davis told the Post. He is a Texas judge, a man whom we may suppose African-Americans periodically come seeking justice. Like those who are vertical blinds, he said, looking out a window in his courtroom. It's just it's what they're called. That rationalization ought to tell you that the rock is not the political football Kane sought to make it. Rather, it is a reproach to the unearned smugness of modern day and Americans who remind themselves that the past is closer than we think. Good point. Well said. Thank you. I'm going with his argument right there. That's where I was going anyway, but that's right there. The Tribune also says judges shouldn't vote on their own benefits. I agree with that. And then Dan Walter said, I think state must face hard truth about the budget. They don't. Yeah, I think happy hours earlier these days in Sacramento is what's going on. It's really amazing. Here's a letter that Joel Westwood wrote, and I've thought the same thing. I have to tell you the truth. I thought the same thing. I thought the same thing when Mr. Rice said, you know, I felt uneasy about showing people's houses and what street they were on the Tribune over trash cans. I just feel like that's, you know, going a step beyond the pale when it comes to elected officials. Then here's what was said by Joel, which I thought was very interesting also. When a 34-year-old man with a driver's license, a sign of legally minimal display of sanity or competence, one hopes, admits that he shot and killed his mother, we should be relieved somewhat by his honesty, his willingness to pursue a swifter path to inevitable incarceration. Confession also probably helped Christopher Schumi feel a bit unburdened, and his details have likely enabled investigators to check more effectively the accuracy of their measurements and scenario recreations. When I've read in the newspaper, though, it looks like the judge is unwilling to accept Schumi's admission of guilt. I understand that our local legal officials must encourage defendants to consider carefully all legal options, but in this case, Judge Duffy appears more committed to prolonging the process than to ensuring that the accused receive fair and legally protective judicial proceedings. Fortunately, Mr. Schumi is in custody, and I'm confident will not be released for many years. It's unsettling to read what's been published recently about our local matricide And to think that some of our most sincere efforts at child rearing, when we ask our sons and daughters to tell the truth, seem to become easily shuffled aside by values in our legal system. But I remember the person I mentioned when I was so surprised at it, that there was almost no question that this is the man who shot the woman. And then he had his confession and could describe in detail how he did it. And if that measures up to what they find, then, if it's beyond a reasonable doubt. And he says, I want to confess my guilt. It was like the Timothy McVeigh thing to me. You know, they had better evidence in this than they had in that. And yet Timothy McVeigh said, I did what I did because I was mad at this country, and so I'm not sorry for it. And if you want to put me to death, put me to death. I plead guilty. Everybody said, okay. Does there have to be 168 people involved before we accept that? So he said, okay, and we said, okay, and put to death he was. So I don't know. Here's a couple of different people were mad about somebody else's letter. We need to celebrate suffrage. Thanks to everyone who attended the open house for the North County Women's Shelter and Resource Center on September 23rd. It was a lovely event showcased at our location in Paso. We especially want to thank the Atascadero Show Choir for their amazing performances. If you weren't able to come by, please feel free to visit us in October for Domestic Violence Awareness Month. You can find our address and a calendar of events on our website, etc. 1 in 3 women will be a victim of domestic violence in their lifetime. Please take action and find out how you can help in the fight to end domestic violence in our community. Okay, now, this is a... Jerry Bunin had an interesting letter today, too. It's like a, well, okay. Well, okay. He said, the Tribune editorials of September 14th and 16th seem hypocritical when they support charging the public 2 to 12 times what Marcus suggests for plastic bags. The Tribune throws more plastic bags in my driveway every week than I get at the grocery store. I have reusable tote bags and use them at the grocery store, while I must throw away the Tribune's bags because they're not recyclable. Tribune would set the example, volunteer to do your share instead of adding costs to the consumer. For every newspaper or home delivery, the Tribune should pay 25 cents to the recycling fund because the newspapers are enclosed in plastic bags like the grocery stores. Tribune should pay the 25 cents instead of passing on the cost to customers. That would be more constructive than attacking Colab because it stands up for protecting consumers. If you want to change human behavior, start at home cleaning up your own operations before you recklessly chide others. There you are. Now, of course, here's the problem. What does the paper cost? You tell us? Look on the front of the paper. Does it tell you how much it cost? It's 75 cents now. When did that happen? 75 cents for 25 cents worth of news. So here's the thing. He's got a point, but I think a quarter might be a little stiff. A quarter might kind of run things out to the bare end. But okay. I understand what people get upset. They get upset about stuff. Anyway, that was an interesting thing, I thought. And then here, Jasmine, a former San Luis Obispo resident, said that prohibiting single-use bags in stores is much overdue and one of the best advances that Slo County can make in the sustainable movement. As a member of the Green Fest Executive Committee at San Diego State University, a festival that educates students on sustainable living, I have learned the facts on plastic bags and have adopted in my own lifestyle ways in which to live sustainably, which is whatever it is they, I don't know how much resources it takes to make the other kind of funny bags, but we'll assume that it's less, all right? We'll assume it's less. Okay. This is the Fed chief predicts a meager boost, as we've heard, Bernanke, and we can see that right before our own eyes. Anheuser-Busch plans to invest $1 billion in its U.S. breweries and other facilities by 2014. That's good news. Bank of America is closing one of its mortgage units. That's good news. Ford Motor Company and UAW agreed on a 4-year contract Tuesday, 3 weeks after the union reached a similar agreement with GM. also good news. So we have good news. We do have and continue to have some good news, and I'm going to try to find it and bring it to you whenever I can, because I want you and me to be happy.
Don't worry. Be happy.
Look at me. I'm happy.
Don't worry. Be happy. I give you my phone number. When you worry, call me. I make you happy. Don't worry. Be happy. Listen to what I say. In your life, expect some trouble. But when you worry, you make it double. Don't worry. Be happy now. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry. Be happy.
Be happy right there. Be happy. Sun's coming out. Hey, sun's coming out. Be happy. We'll talk again tomorrow at noon o'clock. Until then, may your trails be happy ones, and don't believe everything you hear here, because
this is Talk is Cheap. The game is over. The Friends and Neighbors Network. Game over. With Bill Benica.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet.
High as can be, for magical hours on the record machine. And as they dropped down one by one, they would play the songs of young love, the songs of our day.
What did you do? So close as blue velvet would fall. How well I remember the three love it all.
What did you do? That song plays. My love for you clearly survives.
with the memories and those 45s. What did you do with your old 45?
CBS.